From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host, a man who believes 2021 is the year he starts wearing bow ties, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. So it really was a great year. Really. At least in one-hour weekly increments, or to be strictly accurate, in certain parts of one-hour weekly increments. Usually when we got to talk to somebody cool.
For example, Doug Jones is one of the most successful actors in Hollywood, but you'd never recognize him. That's because he plays most of his roles buried under 20 pounds of latex.
He's played monsters and creatures in movies like Hellboy in The Shape of Water and an alien crew member in the latest Star Trek series, so I asked him if he grew up dreaming of becoming the go-to guy for anything with claws or fins.
No, actually, I started as a mime back at Ball State University in Indiana, and being 6'3" and 140 pounds and having a mime background, it's like, oh, the creature effects people were just all over me the minute I got to L.A.
All right, we skipped a bit. Why, out of all things, did you decide to become a mime?
Oh, right. No one chooses that, do they?
It's like, I assume
no,
people were
chooses
just...
chooses you, right?
I assume people were just born into, like, the mime cast, and they
right.
had no choice.
Yeah, no, at my dorm that I lived in at Ball State, I was a freshman, and a senior is the one who ran the mime troupe. The mime troupe was called Mime Over Matter. Get it?
Whoa! Oh, my God.
And so he saw how I talk with my hands and how lanky I was. He said, you know, you should come see one of our shows and think about auditioning for our troupe. And that's how the mime thing started with me.
Wow.
Drug dealer, like, sees a kid on the street, you know, and, like, ropes him in.
The first fake elevator is free. But were you that kind of mime? Were you out on the sidewalk doing, like, oh, there's a wind, there's a wall, that all
right.
kind of stuff?
My first job out of college was working at Kings Island, a theme park in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, Cincinnati, Ohio is kind of like on the cusp of Indiana, Kentucky. And so there's not a whole lot of people in that area that knew what a mime was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, honey, look at the clown. Why isn't he talking? I don't know. So it was sad.
I know this is a very weird question to ask you, but can you think of, like, the weirdest thing you were asked to play? And I say this to somebody who has literally played the Angel of Death.
Yeah. <it's>, I think a giant cockroachy bug thing. I did a horrible movie called Bug Buster. And I had a huge fight scene with Randy Quaid, but I was a giant insect that was guarding my pile of eggs, and he was coming to kill us. So we had a big knockdown dragout in a cave. And he came in there with weapons.
Right.
Bullets didn't kill me. Then he pulled out, like, a flamethrower. I don't burn. Then he pulled out a CO2 gun. I don't freeze. So he threw all of his weapons down and said, come on, man, you and me, mano y mano. So that's when it got weird, right? So So we have a knockdown dragout choreographed fight around this cave, bouncing off walls and rolling around on the ground. And wow. After I got up from that, and I asked my handler, I said, can you go check on Randy? I didn't see him get up after that fight, that last take. So across to the cave, I hear, Dog Buddy, can you hear me? Randy Quaid. I said, yeah. He said, do what you're doing. It's great. We can go again. I'm fine. You're doing great. The next voice that I heard was a young PA, a production assistant, going, can I get some ice over here? I can't stop the bleeding. I did not want to be remembered as that young, lanky fellow who killed Randy Quaid.
Yes, oh, as a bug, as the bug who killed Randy
Quaid.
In a
bug costume, yeah.
Right. And in The Shape of Water, you had a particular challenge because not only did you have to be otherworldly and alien, but you had to be attractive.
Sexy, yes, I did.
Yes, so how did you work that out, Doug?
Well, I will say this. They sculpted me a sexy-ass body.
They did.
My skinny bones slip into this beautiful rubber muscle suit with a fine derriere. I mean, it was. In fact, every time I stood up and walked away from our set chairs where we rest between takes, if I was in a scene with Octavia Spencer, she would sit there and watch me walk away and just say one thing.
What?
That's when you know they sculpted a fine ass.
And did,
okay.
And did, like, the latex artist lean out and go, thank you, that was smart.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, Doug Jones, it is an absolute joy to talk to you, as much fun as it has been to watch you do stuff, which is really saying something.
Oh, you're very kind, thank you.
But we have asked you here to play a game that this time we're calling
Hey, Check Out the Shape of This Water.
So as we've discussed, you were the lead in The Shape of Water, so we thought we'd ask you about actual shaped water, that is, ice and snow sculptures.
Okay.
Answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of their choice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Doug Jones playing for?
Lane Owens of Los Angeles, California.
All right. You ready to do this?
Okay, Lane. I'm rooting for both of us here.
All right. Here we go. Here's your first question. Now, one of the most notorious ice sculptures ever seen was the one commissioned by Denis Kozlovsky, the CEO who served 8 years in prison for fraud and embezzlement because he spent company money on things like... Which of these? A, an ice sculpture of himself, which he kept in a $300,000 clear glass freezer for display. B, a full-scale ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David, which dispensed cold water to party guests through, well, his natural spigot. Or C, 1,000 tiny handmade ice sculptures of individual bird species made for his evening cocktail.
I'm going to go... with the A, because that sounds more narcissistic.
That's a very good idea, but what he really did was he commissioned the ice sculpture of Michelangelo's David, which dispensed vodka through his little Goliath. I have no idea. The question is, and there are photographs of this, but I don't know how the guests, what they had to do to the David to get it to dispense the vodka.
To get him.
You see what I mean?
Oh, believe you me, it's not easy.
All right, here's your next question. The UK's Channel 4 came under some criticism for its creative use of an ice sculpture. Why? A, Her Majesty did not appreciate being represented by a sculpture titled Ice Queen. B, after Boris Johnson refused to participate in a debate on climate change, they had a melting ice sculpture take his place. Or C, to counter-program a Theresa May speech in the BBC, they showed an ice sculpture of her for an hour with the caption, "Which seems more human?"
Can I go with A again? Because I do love Queen Elizabeth, and I wouldn't want to think of her as an ice queen either.
You can go with A again. I mean, but it's impossible.
He seems to be dissuading.
Or it could be the answer B.
Yes, it's B. Very good. Yes.
The instincts I had there.
Although the melting ice sculpture of the planet did hold its own in many fine points of debate. All right, last chance. If you get this, you win it. A local news reporter in California went viral when he knocked over the carving of the ice sculptor he was interviewing on live TV at the state fair. But there was another twist to the story. What was it? A, the reporter had faked the accident because he was bored of doing stupid human interest stories all the time. B, he was carried away by rage when he realized the ice sculptor was of his ex. Or C, the ice sculptor was his childhood enemy and he had planned this vengeance for decades.
Okay, I'm going to go with A one more time.
And this time it paid off, Doug.
Yeah, okay,
yes,
good,
that's
good,
true.
Yeah.
It was an elaborate stunt. He didn't want to do the stories anymore, and it worked. Now he has his own news channel on YouTube.
See, that worked out well.
It did. Bill, how did Doug Jones do in our quiz?
He loved A so much, he turned out a winner.
Congratulations. Yay. Doug Jones is an actor. You can see him now as Commander Saru on Star Trek Discovery. Season 3 is streaming on CBS All Access now. Doug Jones, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Don't Tell Me. What a joy to talk to you.
The joy has been mine. Thank you all so very much for having me.
Bye-bye.